From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a suicide bomber set off an explosion at a checkpoint outside the Prophet's Mosque in Medina in Saudi Arabia. The Interior Ministry of the country says four security officers were killed, five others were wounded as they moved in to prevent that attacker from entering the facility. The mosque is the burial site of Muhammad, the founder of Islam. Earlier Monday, the Saudi Interior Ministry said a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the city of Jeddah. In the predominantly Shiite city of Qatif, residents say a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a mosque. The attacks came at the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan comes to a close. The death toll from Sunday's suicide bombing in Baghdad is rising as bodies are recovered from the blast rubble. Iraqi officials now say at least 157 people were killed. Investigators are questioning some of the hostages who were rescued from last week's attack on a restaurant in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. The attack left 20 patrons and two police officers dead. Officials say five of the 13 hostages rescued are being held by authorities. It was not clear if the five are suspects or if they are simply being questioned because they could provide information. The body of a University of Wisconsin student who went missing shortly after he arrived in Italy for a student exchange program was recovered Monday. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River. An autopsy will be carried out to determine the cause of Solomon's death. Police have not ruled out a homicide. For more on these and other stories, check our website, voanews.com. At least 150 heads of state are expected to attend a UN summit on refugees and migrants in September in New York. The focus is to get new global commitments to address large movements of refugees and migrants. Lisa Schlein reports.
More people than ever are on the move. The UN Refugee Agency reports 65 million people were forcibly displaced last year. That includes 20 million refugees, with the rest internally displaced. In addition, tens of millions of people fleeing poverty, climate change, or natural disasters are migrating to other countries in search of a better life. The United Nations says individual countries cannot solve problems of mass migration on their own. It says international cooperation is needed. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The head of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, resigned Monday. Farage has been one of the most outspoken and effective campaigners against British membership in the European Union. Following the recent Brexit vote, Farage said he wants his life back after years of political activity. He hinted, though, that he might be back in the future.
If we do not get a satisfactory Brexit deal, that allied to the woes of the Labour Party and that groundswell of support that is there amongst UKIP loyalists, if we don't get a good Brexit deal, then in 2020, watch this space.
Nigel Farage. French President François Hollande says Britain's decision to leave the European Union does not threaten the bloc enlargement, the future enlargement of the bloc. The French leader spoke after meeting in Paris with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the leaders of Balkan states hoping to gain EU membership. Six Balkan states, Serbia, Montenegro, Macedonia, Bosnia, Kosovo, and Albania, are in various stages of joining the bloc. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the meeting should reassure Balkan states.
It comes at a special time where it is very important for the European Union to reaffirm the willingness to proceed on the European integration of the Western Balkan countries, all of them.
Federica Mogherini. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Uganda to begin a tour of sub-Saharan Africa. The tour marks the 1976 hostage rescue mission in Uganda, in which his brother was killed. Mr. Netanyahu landed at Entebbe International Airport and compared the incident in 1976 to terrorism today. The Israeli Prime Minister flies to Kenya and will also visit Ethiopia and Rwanda during his four-day trip. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.